الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, the surah that I have recited in front of you is Surah Al-Ikhlas. This surah was the reply of the question that was posed by the Jews, that who is the father of Allah? A'udhu billah. What is he made of? What's his lineage, as to say? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, قُلْ Tell, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and unique. There is nothing similar to him. He is such one that there is no similar. Nothing is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or similar to him. This is why it is mentioned in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word ahad, not wahid. He could have used wahid. Wahid means one. Ahad also means one. But wahid can be one of many. Whereas ahad denotes that there is no many here. He is unique and he is only one. In all his qualities, he is unique. Nothing can be similar to him, and nothing is like him. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse that whatever you can dream of, whatever you can concate, whatever you can think of in your mind, he is not like that. So we cannot even apprehend or comprehend how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks. Because whatever you think is a concoction of your mind. It is a creation of your mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a creation, nor is he similar to any creation. So one cannot even think how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Just tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is one and unique. He is one and unique. Allahu samad. He is the one that everyone is in need of. Samad means somebody who everybody is in need of, and he is in need of nobody. that he is in need of nobody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that deity that everybody is in need of. Without him, we do not exist. Without him, we do not exist. Everything that we have is due to the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Rahman. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you was to count his blessings, you will not be able to count. Everything that we enjoy, everything that we have, is out of his bounties and out of his blessings. Nothing can we say that we have earned it. We have no right to earn. Whatever we have, it is our, it is through sheer Allah's blessings upon us. Nobody can say that today I had earned this. If it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of giving the ability, even coming to the masjid, coming to work today, who gave us the ability to come to the masjid? Who gave us the ability to come to work? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't want us to wake up from night, we could have been sleeping, continuously sleeping until Yawmul Qiyamah, meaning we could have passed away. So who brought us back to life? This is what they say, the sleep is the sister of death. So who brought us up? Who gave us the ability to get up in the morning and go to work? How many times we hear this story that the person was peacefully sleeping at night, in the morning he did not wake up? Wife, husband went to wake them up, they had gone, they had left everybody. So who gave the ability to wake up? How many times we hear that a person went to work, he had to get the news that he had a car crash, he had passed away? How many times we hear that news? We hear the news that he has gone to work and at work he had suffered a heart cardiac arrest. We had heard so many stories like that. So who gave us the ability to do all this? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Samad. So for everything that we enjoy, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who's given it to us. You see, people who were given sight from birth, and you see people who were given sight, but sight has been taken away. Sight has been taken away. How many times we hear that a person's eyesight has deteriorated so much that he cannot see anymore. He cannot see anymore. And how many times we have heard that a child is born without eyesight. And sometimes a child is born with eyesight, yet due to some illness, the eyesight goes away. I teach at this person's house, and the mother came to me and said, "Oh, Imam Sahib, you came back from Hajj. Can you make dua for my daughter? She is blind." And I said, I was quite astounded. I said, was she blind from born, from birth? She said, no. What had happened is that she got this illness, it affects the brain. It's a rare disease, but it's common within childhood. And due to that illness, she became blind. So here's a child who was born with eyesight, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his degree, took it. So do not think that what we have is ours, it is mine, I can do what I want with it. No, my dear respected mother, nothing is ours. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is his. And for whatever time we have it for, it is out of his share, mercy and his blessings. It is out of his rahmah that we have it. So we are in all in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to say, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, that he nor begets nor is he born. This goes to show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no lineage. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give any children. Negates all the beliefs that are out there. Very soon you're going to have a Christmas holiday, as they call it. What is that supposed to be? To many of the ignorant people out there, they think it is the day when Jesus was born. Isa alayhi salam was born. Even that is historically wrong. Even that is historically wrong. For the historians, they say he was born in spring. He was born in spring. Yet they celebrate it. They say Jesus, the Son of God, na'udhu billah, was born. And this is the day where they will celebrate. Matter of fact, all the people, even the atheists, they celebrate it. But it is very unfortunate that many Muslims get involved in such activities. Many Muslims. My dear respected brothers, elders, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Whosoever emulates any people, he will be raised amongst those people. We are told not to emulate to kuffar. Even so, that even if they do something good in the name of their religion, we are not supposed to follow it. Look at the 10th of Muharram. The 10th of Muharram, Ashura, is the day in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the Sahabas had fasted. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered the Muslims, the Sahabas, Sumu yawman ba'dahu aw qablahu, that fast a day with it or before it. Why? The evil, although this fast is a good action, a very virtuous deed, but it is a deed that has been attributed to the Yahuds, to the Jews. For the Jews would fast on this day out of happiness that Musa alayhi salam was saved from the Fir'aun. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we should not emulate them in any sort of way, emulate any non-Muslims. Because by emulating, slowly but slowly, what happens? One assimilates everything of what they do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that, the weakness of human being. And this is what they want. They want integration, multiculturalism. They say, we should integrate. What does that mean? That means that we should become like them. Not that they should become like us. If we Muslims want to do something, and it's not conducive to them, they oppose it. Why should the Muslim women wear hijab? They should not wear hijab. You say this is a democratic country. You say you're free to do what you want. If women are able to walk around naked, that's free, it's a free country. And if a woman wants to wear the full hijab, oh no, that's a problem. You're not allowed to do that. It is not what they call democratic. Look what happened in Egypt. They say democratic, they chose, and they're the ones that got rid of him because it wasn't suited to them. So this is what they mean. Is they mean that we should become like them. But no, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped that. Even in any sort of ibadah that is a good action, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam put a stop to that. No. No sort of assimilation with them. You must keep your identity. Everyone should become a da'i, not a mad'u. They should be an inviter to Islam, not be invited towards them. And my dear respected brothers and elders, and if we are to stay in this country, then we should be invited, not be invited. That is why it's very important, the first of all, that we practice upon our religion ourselves. And at the same time, always look after our a'mal and try to proclaim and try to teach others about the good deeds. For those who will teach others, they will not be taught by others. So this is why it's very important, my dear respected brothers, elders, that on this day and age, we need to educate our children, especially when it comes like these times. You see many children participate in the nativity play that happens in schools. How many parents do actually object to that? This is not a play that we Muslims partake, yet we let them play. Oh, it's okay, it's fun. It is not fun. It is slowly infiltrating their minds. We should become the da'is. We should be the ones who be educating others with wisdom and with hikmah. For many true Christians do not even celebrate Christmas. Many, I've met a few. Oh, this is, we don't do it, this is wrong. Yet our Muslims, some of them even have Christmas tree at home, put lights there. Oh yes, funny, it's okay, it's fine. Presents, my dear respected elders, this is not what Muslims do. This is not what Muslims do. So it's very important that we understand whom we are. We are Muslims. We are the followers of Islam. And we are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whatever he has taught us, we have to adopt that. And not only adopt, we have to tell others. This is the way. This is how to lead a life in this world. This is how we will get the happiness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we will get eternal bliss, not only in this world, but in the hereafter. And my dear respected brothers, if we start inculcating that within ourselves, you will see, my dear respected brothers, how the atmosphere will change, how people will start coming back into Islam, and how people will then respect Muslims. Today, Muslims are being frowned upon. Why? It's because we have forgotten our path. They are the worst of all people. That's what the media portray. How many of us has actually went to visit our neighbors? How many of us have actually asked the neighbors, do you need any help? How many of us have actually gone to the neighbors in their times of need? Many of us don't even know who our neighbors are. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stressed upon the rights of the neighbors. So much so that the Sahabas thought that maybe they may be given some inheritance. This is how Muslims should be. Kind, courteous. And such people that whom people want to mix with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice.